Hey, silly bitch, it's Tanner.
Hey, man.
It's Freddy.
And we're gay besties.
Yes, we're gay, which means we like boys.
And, you know, we like some, you know, about 12 inches.
I like hairy chests.
We did not need to know that information.
Well, hi, friend.
Hi, how are you? It's good. Cold as fuck. It's cold.
Snowed. We had a little snow, little storm over yeah. here.
And we have some snow outside.
And the folks in our state can't already drive. So oh, hell this, no. On this snow. These bitches are I seen a bitch actually swerve towards a tree yesterday.
My friend, she drives a PT Cruiser. She's a lesbian. Well, she's bi, but she's a lesbian. She works out of fucking prison.
Okay,
bitch
is a lesbian.
Okay, don't be doing that. And she drives a PT Cruiser, and she's on Facebook like, yeah, my PT Cruiser crashed. I was like, girl, that's why.
That's why. You're driving a baby hearse, bitch.
You're driving a beetle. It looks like a beetle. You know, like those scare beetles.
Oh, Beetlejuice head ass.
But yeah, it's nice to see you.
Yeah, it's nice to see you.
We're a little, you know, on, you know.
We're on some good air freshener.
We're on. Bitch, we huffing poppers.
No, just I clean the house and it just smells clean.
Yeah, it smells like, you know.
It smells like
flowers.
Oh. But yeah, Tanner. So we have an actual guest today.
Yes, our first guest, because I actually did a podcast with your mom, well, my mom. But it was not good.
It wasn't good because Tanner is like kind of fucking annoying and controlling, and like he feels like
ain't it my fucking podcast, bitch?
Bro, but you have to control fucking everything. And if it's not to your point of tea, you just have to run your mouth. Like sometimes y'all, I know you can't see, but he be like telling me to shut up and shit, like be going, cut it out.
Well, yeah, because I'm the bitch that got
out of it. I'm grown as fuck. Ain't nobody about to tell me to chill the fuck out or cut it out. I give how many fucks? Zero. And Tanner already fucking knows that, but it's okay, friend.
Yeah.
We're happy for you, friend.
But who's our guest?
Let's call her Casey.
Casey. Okay, perfect.
Casey is our guest.
Like Casey Musgraves?
Oh, Casey Musgrave ain't got shit on my guest.
Bitch, what if you got Casey Musgraves on the show?
It would be cringe, but we'll still be proud.
But yeah, this is your little husband, little grandma.
Yeah, Casey, she's amazing. She's a baby boomer, y'all. But
she's a hippie
like,
grandma.
She's like the Martha Stewart in the family.
She's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Oh, wait,
she is kind of like the Martha Stewart.
She's trying to find her Snoop Dogg, so is there any single black man? Hit Casey up. She loves black men.
Shut the fuck
up. I do.
Oh, my God.
She's a tiny Caucasian woman that loves black men. Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. Who's someone that's been pissing you off recently?
The bitch across the street from me that hit my car. She's been pissing me off because I've been seeing her outside. And so it's the bitch across the street from me. It's her mother, her old ass mama, right? So my car, I've been parking in front of my house. I don't know why I don't park in the fucking driveway. Probably because my husband be in the driveway, be doing dumb shit in the driveway. Like be having tools and shit out, you know, driveway. And we also have like a pole barn to park our cars anyway. We don't fuck in the driveway. Wait, what the fuck?
I'm just so confused.
Oh, hold on.
I'm just like driving over to your house, and I just see Andrew giving you the pound sound. I'm like,
is that what y'all be doing? Okay, but yeah, this bitch was over her daughter's house again, and I seen the truck that hit my car, so I instantly got mad because I was like, ugh, but whatever. So I got my dream car. She hit it. So it got fixed, but instead of me like caping it, I was like, I'm gonna trade this bitch in because like it got wrecked. I know it got wrecked, so it's like never gonna be the same. So I got a new car, and I'm thinking about parking right there again because if she hits this car,
oh bitch,
yo, it's gonna be a fucking issue.
She lives across the street.
It's her daughter. Yeah, her daughter lives across the street from me.
How the hell did she hit you?
She pressed on the gas, Casey.
She meant to.
My shit was smashed.
Yeah, like, that shit was smashed.
$5,000 worth of damage ain't just backing into my shit. I know, fucking fat bitch. No, that pissed me the fuck off because her ass is like, well, you shouldn't have parked in front of my driveway. Oh, bitch, you shouldn't be in my fucking face in front of my motherfucking driveway.
There is so much I'm pissed. Room.
She pressed on the gas. My shit was smashed. Fuck that
bitch. She meant to do that. That was a hate crime.
And that's why her daughter lives by herself in a one bedroom.
She don't got a husband?
No, the bitch got a fat ass kid. Oh. With her fat ass. And that's why the bitch drives an old ass fucking Toyota fucking Corolla, you ugly bitch. Nothing against y'all that drive Toyotas, but fuck her and her Toyota. But the mama drives a Ford Ranger, so fuck that bitch too, even though I have one as well. But fuck that bitch too. But oh Tanner, who's been pissing you off already this year?
My coworkers.
What the? They still pissing you off?
Yes.
What they be doing?
They just be dumb. Like, oh my God, especially these teenagers. And I don't care if y'all listen to this, because I think a few of my coworkers, but they're coworkers that are my actual friends. I don't give a fuck. They ugly and they rude.
Who, your friends or the other coworkers?
No,
the oh, coworkers. Okay, make sure you put a comma or a period there. No.
My friends are beautiful. There's this one, he's like 17 or 16, he fucking wears Yeezys to work, and he tells everyone, yeah, I have Yeezys, I don't give a fuck, and I got Adidas, I don't give a fuck about the shoes, and I think Yeezys are fucking ugly.
Adidas?
Yeezys, they're like an expensive shoe.
Adidas. Oh. It's made by Adidas, but it's expensive because it's made by Kanye West.
Who's ugly. No one likes fucking Kanye West. If you're a Kanye West fan, you can kindly go fuck yourself.
Wow, I like Kanye.
Yeah, I'm sure you do, but...
I like his music, not him as a person. I just like his music.
He's fucking crazy. But yeah, take
care. And Kim K isn't...
They ain't together. She fucking Pete Davidson. He got a big ass dick.
he looks sick. Like, he's got polio or shingles.
Okay, but what I hate about these white bitches is they will find another...
Kim isn't white.
No, I'm talking about... Talking about white bitches on the internet. They'll find some scrawny-ass white twink to get all uppity and, oh, he's so fine, blah, blah, blah. Like that Timothy Chalamet or Chalamet.
Shut the fuck up.
But, okay, he's straight, and he was in that gay film with him getting fucked by an older man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No cringe. But anyways, yeah, my coworkers, they're rude. And they just... they be slow as molasses. I'm that bitch that if I'm at work and I'm getting paid, I'm on my shit. I don't just like dilly-dally around.
Okay, hard worker.
Like, I was putting away the frozen items. And tell me about these bitches. Oh, and this one fat bitch. She looks like my Aunt Marsha, who's dead. So she doesn't look her right now.
Marsha.
Exactly. But my Aunt Marsha's dead. She's bones now, you know.
Now, anyways, bones are also decompromised. So the bitch is just there. No, I don't think
they
bones
turn to oil.
Do. Do bones decompress?
No. Then how do they find the remains of dead people? Are you dead?
Cindy, that's bones! You better just shut the fuck up! Sorry.
But yeah, so I was like, so they're all standing in front of the motherfucking freezer eating donuts.
Okay, why are they eating donuts? Where's their mask, for one? Why are they eating...
Oh, half of them don't even wear their mask, right?
Oh, I'm calling the police.
Yeah, especially the bitch who looks like my Aunt Marsha. Fuck that dumb bitch.
I never wore a mask. Never got a shot.
Okay.
That's why you got COVID.
I've seen her wearing
in the hospital.
Sometimes.
What?
You had COVID in the hospital.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
We came out, and they said that, no, she didn't.
Oh.
So they lied to us at first.
Nothing lying. Big Pharma.
Pfizer was up in there.
Fuck Big Pharma. We don't stand. Anyways. Fuck that Marjorie Taylor bitch. Marjorie Taylor, if you're listening to this, bitch, you're crazy with your Jewish space laser bullshit. Yeah, and you're ugly, and you're built like Mrs. Puff from SpongeBob. Anyways.
That bitch looks like Mrs. Puff.
Know,
shut the
bitch.
Fuck up. Oh, boating school instructor ass
but
bitch.
But anyways, back to my story. So they're all standing in front of the freezer. I have frozen items. I'm like, I need to get these in this freezer before they melt. And then the customer's like, why am I shit frozen, you know? And then they get salmonella.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, can I get through? And they're like, can I put this shit in the motherfucking freezer? Then they suddenly move. And then I hear them like, oh, he's such a bitch. This is why I hate, like, straight white people at work, is because they can't handle a bitch like me.
What does that mean?
Because I'm gay. Like, so,
what
like.
What the fuck does that mean?
Because I can be bitchy, but I don't mean to sound bitchy. But, like, there's this one bitch. I love her. I'm not going to say her name. But, girl, you're probably not listening to this because you don't even have a Snapchat. But we stand this bitch because she's bi. And she's so nice and, like, so sweet. And I accidentally yelled at her.
Who isn't gay about your fucking store?
A lot of bitches. I work with a lot of straighties. And, yeah, I just called y'all a slur for straight people.
I don't mind straight people. Like, I love straight people.
I don't.
And Caucasians, so.
I'm heterophobic. I'm just kidding. This is a joke.
He ain't joking.
My work is like, why you talk about straight people on your podcast? I'm like, because I fucking can't.
It's my podcast, bitch. It's my Are you paying my motherfucking bill?
If Joe Rogan,
are you charging my computer?
If Joe Rogan can be over here spreading misinformation, I can spread heterophobic information.
Well, that's not against our policy. And you enter and you you mentioned our company name a few times, so we're gonna have to ask you nicely to take it down.
I'm just gonna roll my eyes. Anyways, but yeah, my coworkers are rude. They got out of the way, whatever. But then, anyways, but yeah, that's who I hate.
Who be stealing the scanners?
I almost said her name. That bitch looks like my Aunt Marcia, and the motherfucker that has the Yeezys. They be hiding.
What
do
they be doing with her?
The fat bitch she just put in her pocket, and I was like, hey, why are you taking your scanner? And she's like, I'm not. I'm like, then why are you sitting in your pockets? Do you check your pockets, ma'am? Dumb bitch.
And then I told my fucking pockets.
No. I've told my manager several times about this. And they're like, oh, yeah, we'll tell her. Bitch is dumb.
Watch this.
Bitch is dumb. What is she doing?
Can you see it?
See what?
Yeah.
The screen. That's just recording.
It's just a screen. What the fuck?
I am so confused.
Yo, Casey is new to technology.
She is high as hell. Casey, she will get on Amazon and she'll just buy about it. She'll buy random shit. Remember when she bought you like a pack of ramen noodles?
She bought me a whoopee cushion for Christmas last year.
I was wondering who I gave that to.
Amazon is her best friend.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, and the motherfucker with Yeezys, he will hide them. Like, he'll hide them up in the cabinet, but I found him.
So you took it from him?
And you know how I knew it was him?
How?
His name starts with a Z. You know who else don't, you know who else has a name that starts with a Z? No motherfucking buddy. So Zorro. I know it's him. Huh?
Zorro. You've never heard of Zorro?
I don't work with no bitch named Zorro.
What is she talking about?
I don't know.
Y'all, we...
She high.
Yeah, Casey...
The old TV show.
Oh
yeah, the Z for the Zorro.
Yeah.
And he wore all black and had a hat.
Oh, he was like a demon slayer. Oh.
No, he wasn't a demon slayer. He was not a cowboy, but like he rode a horse, like a black horse and everything. Yeah, he had a mask.
Why gotta be black?
You're thinking V for Vendetta, for Vendetta or whatever the fuck, Ven. It's Z for Zorro. It's weird.
Bitch, anyways.
So, let's get on to our main segment.
Yeah.
After this break. So, we'll see you guys in
we'll
a second.
We'll be right back. And we're back.
And we're back. Yeah.
Gay besties. Welcome back, guys.
Sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
I think she said rock and roll, sex, and drugs. Or is it sex, drugs?
Drugs and rock and roll.
Okay, so this is sex, drugs
and rock and roll.
Y'all, Casey is here as our guest. We're so happy, y'all, as she lights up as we speak. We are in a state where it's legal. So yes. It's okay.
Right.
I'm pretty sure we've... Yeah, totally. Anyways, it's legal.
It's legal here in our state. So, sex, drugs, and rock and roll, Miss Casey. So, how old are you?
You don't ask a woman how old she is. That's so rude.
We just called her a baby boomer, so they know she ate two.
68.
Okay, 60.
Okay,
welcome to the 60.
Not her making sexual innuendos.
With that song,
welcome to the 60s. I know the song.
Have you ever seen Hairspray?
Not in a long time.
Right?
Yeah, hey mama,
look around.
Because her mama fat and won't leave the house.
Oh. So.
Wasn't she fat too?
Yeah, Tracy was fat.
That bitch Tracy.
It's a fat world.
Oh
my God.
It's a man's world. Okay. Oh my God. So, your generation, you were born then in the 50s. Mm-hmm. Growing up and, you know, being brought up, how were there any gay people back then? Like,
I'm sure there was, but I didn't know it.
Is that because you were sheltered or just because, like, it was just not no gay
any
people?
Reason, I don't know.
Did you live in the city, or were you more like a country girl?
City.
Okay.
Are we so city girl?
You were exposed to
city
the city.
Girl. I'm a motherfucking city girl.
I'm a city girl. Okay, so ask a question.
So, you lived in the commune? or something.
The commune.
Yeah, she said she lived with like a hippie commune or something.
Yeah, for a while.
Oh shit.
What was that like?
Please explain that. Yeah.
What was that like?
People had no money. Lots of acid.
Lots of drugs.
Oh, yeah.
Did y'all like have a lot of sex and stuff?
Not me.
Oh,
so you watched
her sex drive was what?
No, I didn't want to have sex.
Oh, but that they
back
was
back then used you.
Oh, bitch! I need to go back.
Oh, they still do.
I want to go back.
Yeah, guys still do use you, but
yeah, men are trash.
Niggas
I did
shit.
17 guys.
17? Your whole life 17? Like dated or you had a relation with?
I had sex with.
Not her counting!
Damn!
That's a bigger body count than me!
She got one of those notebooks, what's it called, an address book?
An address book? It happened this time,
in
right?
In 1970, we did it twice, in the
I
back of us.
I never kept tracking you that.
17, wow, that's a good number.
Damn.
I am
pretty
old.
Did you ever have sex on, like, acid or anything?
No.
Oh.
That's good.
That's good.
Maybe not.
Maybe not.
She said, "With these niggas, probably had to." She's annoying that nigga. So, like, have you dated any like, you know, different ethnicities, like black or Asian or Hispanic or
Hispanic, John?
Okay, so just that one Hispanic. John. Is that the only Hispanic you've ever dated?
Yeah.
So it's been white people. Okay.
She said white. White.
Okay. So what is your type of guy?
Not too cheap to take me out or buy me presents.
Aww.
Oh, shit. Hold
not
on.
Bad looking.
Oh.
The rest of it doesn't really matter. Well, I just assumed it wasn't fat. Or obese.
Y'all, Casey is like...
So John isn't her type.
Like 10 pounds wet. Like, she's little.
Y'all should have seen the face she made when I said that. She's like...
Ooh, ooh, ooh. We love her.
Oh, my That's gosh. Nice. How long did you live in the commune?
Probably a week.
Oh, were you just like, this
I
ain't for me?
I tried heroin just a little bit. And,
and you're like, ooh.
I'm not stupid enough to ever do it again.
Oof. That's good.
So you were just like, you were there for a week and you're like, this is not my cup
right.
of soup, you know?
Cup of soup. Mm-hmm. Imagine if Casey was the crackhead fucking waitresses at like Waffle House.
Oh, cracked out on heroin. Bitch.
Water? Okay.
What was your first job, like ever?
Babysitting.
Everybody's first job is babysitting.
Yeah. I babysat my cousin one time. I was like, ooh, no.
Don't want to do that.
I'm not
you
a big
fan. Have kids?
In the future,
yeah,
I guess.
I got something else to show you.
She's getting something.
Casey's giving us that right now. But, y'all, the thing about Casey is that she is a survivor of a medical condition that I'm not going to say that almost killed her, actually. She was in the hospital for a few months, and then...
why are you bringing this up?
Just so folks can know her background.
Oh.
Like, you know, that's why
it
she's
was really
so...
scary. It was, like for a month. That was scary.
It was scary, but, you
and,
know...
And, okay, this is kind of funny. One time we went in there, and her titties were just out on display. Her...
Yes! We walked in. I was like, why is her titties out? So I called the nurse. I was like, can y'all come close her titties?
Oh, the things I found
what
out.
What the hell is that?
What did she get you?
Aww, you got me that?
Oh, she got you a baby.
Oh,
let's get her over.
Yeah, y'all, her ass be just buying anything.
She's so sweet. She bought me like soup and stuff. Don't stab yourself.
Oh, her ass is good with scissors. Y'all, so we'll open this and we'll be right back.
Okay, we'll be right back. And we're back.
Hi, guys.
Hi. My daughter Stacy's here. You can't hear her because she's not real, but she's really my heart.
What in the fuck?
She has no eyelids.
She, doing what she do.
Look at her purse and her
oh,
little
she's a little
shoes.
Purse.
Oh,
I can put weed in there. I can put weed in there.
And can say it's hers.
Smoke weed every day.
Get her busted.
Do I need to call the SBA on you?
Do it.
SBA Houston or whoever they are.
Houston. Wait, what?
SPA.
No. Can you focus?
Oh, okay. Okay, so.
Damn.
So, Casey, how was sex back then in the 70s?
Like, lots of it.
Oh, damn. Good.
Who it was with.
Damn.
Was y'all not worried about, like, STDs and stuff?
I only got the clap once.
Why are you laughing?
And that was the boyfriend, and I caught him screwing my roommate.
Oh, my God.
On the living room floor. Yeah.
Did you beat the bitch? What'd you do? No, what was your reaction?
No, but my roommates threw it out throughout.
Like, what happened? Like, you walked into the room, and they were just fucking? And what was your reaction?
Turned around and left. Cried.
Aww.
Oh, you cried?
Where he live now? He probably dead now. Got all those STDs and shit?
No. Ever been to the county health department?
No.
Oh, you're so primitive.
Are we supposed to be there?
I get tested.
For what is the county health department for? Ain't that to call
a health three free clinic?
Oh, so is that where you went to get? Oh my gosh!
I didn't have any money.
Fuck that guy. That's
kind of fucking me ugly. Fuck him.
And that bitch too. Fuck her.
Yeah, fuck that bitch. No, he probably told her that. Wait, no, it was your roommate.
Well, she was mentally deficient, so I don't blame her at all.
Bitches be knowing what the fuck they doing.
I mean, that's still fucked up, but maybe she just thought, I don't know.
Oh, it's okay if I fuck her man.
Yeah.
I doubt if she thought that way.
I'll be like, oh, it's okay.
Oh, is it's okay, okay? Bitch? Listen here, bitch, I'm gonna beat your ass.
I'll catch you outside.
No, if I walked in and my man was cheating, I'd be like, okay, bet. I'll go in the kitchen, get a knife, chop that motherfucker's dick off. Bye-bye.
Oh,
bye-bye.
That's...
Bye-bye. I'm just kidding.
Too much blood.
Yeah, that bleeds a lot, actually.
I don't give a fuck. I wanted to bleed, bitch. You cheat on me, bitch? No dick. Try fucking another bitch without a dick. And I ain't putting it on ice. The episode of Grey's Anatomy.
Okay. So, what kind of music was hot in your circle back in the 70s?
Rock and roll.
What kind of rock and roll? Like, what artists?
Aerosmith. Freddie Mercury.
Oh, I love Freddie Mercury. He died of AIDS.
Pink Floyd.
Okay, Pink Floyd.
There's a million of them.
Who was your favorite?
Probably Pink Floyd, because it's good when you're screwed up.
Oh my gosh. So you weren't screwed up the whole time, right? Like,
what drugs have you done?
Speed, White Crosses.
White Crosses? What's it called that? Just because?
Because there's a cross on it.
Oh.
Was that like Molly or something?
No, it's Speed. Boy, you get fast on that.
Oh, it's like...
Yes!
I did it again! I washed a lot of car.
Okay.
What was next? Marijuana. Downers and acid.
Okay. Did you ever, smoke cigarettes?
So not no crazy
shit. Oh, wait, you
shit.
Do smoke
cigarettes. Have you ever smoked cigarettes?
I'm dumb.
As we caught her the other day.
I totally forgot.
Okay, so not a lot of crazy shit then. Just normal shit.
Does she look like she's done crazy shit?
No.
A sweet old lady.
She really is sweet. Y'all should have drove her the other day, though. So, it was kind of her fault. Up at a stoplight, the light was green, but she took forever to kind of go. And then she finally went, and then a car beeped at her. And so the car went, yeah. And then a car went around her, and then she flipped them off.
Oh, my God. And you I can't was like, see that.
Dark window.
I was like, girl, the tent is dark, so they couldn't see you. But if they could have.
Shooting.
In this town.
Oh, my God.
Casey don't give a fuck.
She probably got. She got a pistol. She's like.
No, I gave that to Andy.
Oh.
I don't worry about ever shooting somebody or protecting myself or whatever.
Ryan.
You should protect yourself.
I'm scary. I got these dogs.
Wait, you, them dogs ain't gonna do shit. I'm sorry, I love
look
them
at
both.
That one over there.
But they ain't gonna do shit. A motherfucker like Ted Bundy walked in and they wouldn't do shit. You lived in, like, so were you scared, like, when you were, lived in, like, the 70s and stuff, were you scared of, like, serial killers? Because, like, back then, there were serial killers, like, fucking everywhere.
I wasn't worried at all.
You weren't?
Really? About
I got,
nothing?
I got picked up by a guy hitchhiking one time.
Oh, my God.
You were hitchhiking?
Hitchhiking? Oh,
what
my God.
What the fuck was my little ass hitchhiking?
Anyway,
hitchhiking was
the
thing back then.
Was religious, so I got out of that car pretty quick, and then a cop went by and...
Did the cop think you were doing some host stuff?
I don't know what he thought. He covered it all with that waving his finger. Though.
Was that the worst, like, experience hitchhiking?
Worst experience. Yeah, I had a pretty good time, actually.
Damn, usually yeah. You hear, oh... Oh,
Becca, just kept driving.
Becca Sue, 16, got into a car with some random stranger because she was hitchhiking, and then she got both of her arms chopped off and thrown into a river, and
damn.
She was, you know, like, damn, ooh, hitchhiking just scares the fuck out of me, like, ooh.
I'd still do it if I had to.
Casey! Girl, well, really, Ubering is kind of like hitchhiking. I don't know the motherfucker
yeah.
who's driving me. He could be a serial killer, too. He could have motherfucking
no, Uber, phone. I love Uber because, I mean, they have your information, your car, and tag number and all that. So, I mean, like, if something happens.
Okay.
And I'm really not worried about it. Because I check, make sure, and it ain't nobody in the front seat other than the driver. And if there is, I'm not about to get in because I don't know you. Uber only knows the driver.
Mm-hmm.
If they offer snacks and stuff, I ain't about to eat that because I don't know
no.
what y'all be
mm-hmm.
doing. Hey, you want the water? No, I'm good because I don't know if you opened it and rescrewed it. I mean, the stores could also do that, but I guess...
back in the day. Okay, you, you lived, like, during the... Remember when Tylenol, someone was putting, mm-hmm. like, arsenic in it? Were you, like... Did you, like, throw away your Tylenol and shit?
No, I never had it. Turk was cheap. We just had, what do you call them?
Her ass is doing acid, and you think she's scared of some fucking Tylenol?
She didn't do acid.
Oh, true.
Boy, you'd think he did, though. The first time I met him, I was on a date with another guy riding motorcycles.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait, what the fuck?
Somewhere north of here. And he was the loudest, most fucked up guy you ever saw. Why I ever went out with him, I'll never know.
Well, you married him. Stayed with him for a while.
Took 8 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Y'all
8 years?
Y'all dating for 8 years?
We lived together.
Were you like, I want to get married? Or were
no.
you?
You didn't want to get married?
Well, the reason we got married because he promised his mother on her deathbed.
Aww.
Oh, that's kind of weird.
Was he your first and only, like, husband?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I don't okay. want another one. Well. Just play with him.
Okay.
If you're looking to get played with by an old lady.
Don't play with my bushes.
Don't...
okay.
We need to set her up on Tinder.
Facebook
no.
dating?
No.
Facebook dating.
She needs her man. Well, this guy, he stays across the street. He's single, but he leaves his dog outside in the cold and the heat. So
oh,
I'm,
does he?
Yeah. That like, when he down. Leaves, the dog be outside. I'd be like, nigga, it's cold.
Bitch.
God, that poor thing.
But if he dates you, the dog can go inside because
yeah,
Pacey
no.
can go across the street, let the dog out and
he
in.
He smokes cigarettes, but he doesn't get high, right?
I don't think he gets high. Honestly, who doesn't get high anymore? I smoked it the other day at the faggot's house next door.
Oop.
I was like, I wonder if I should make...
Most fags be smoking weed.
Who doesn't smoke weed? It calms you down. But the faggot next door has the hamburgers. I thought you can't smoke on hamburgers.
Asperger's disease.
Ash, whatever
gonna
the fuck
it is. You're
going
to get fucking canceled.
I don't know what the fuck it's called. I apologize.
Oh
it's called
God.
Asperger's?
Asperger's.
Syndrome.
Asperger's syndrome, yeah.
Okay. ALS? Ain't that what that is?
No.
A-S-S? Asperger's is Asperger's.
Oh, okay. Well, he has that, so I thought maybe that's probably why I spelled this, so for him to, like, calm down.
Really, you're not supposed to do it if you're mentally ill.
Everyone is mentally ill.
Not everyone's mentally ill.
Who isn't mentally ill? Everyone either has anxiety, depression, insomnia. OCD, insomnia. That's a, you know, everybody got something.
Right.
Or clicks or
drunk.
You say clits?
Clit. Oh. Clicks. Like, did that one bitch who got Tourette's?
Oh my God, Tourette's. I love watching people with Tourette's, like, trying to bake.
Oh, my God.
It's the funniest thing.
No, they're crazy. The eggs be getting me.
Don't call them crazy.
I said, it be crazy. Like, you said they be crazy. Oh, not them. And if I say somebody, like, they be crazy, it's like, oh, girl, you crazy. It's not like I'm being rude to them. I'm not rude to any illness or disorder or disease or anything.
Okay, but is being gay an illness?
Yes. Oh. If you're gay, you should be burned at the stake.
Oh, God.
Because you are demonic and a demon. People. A demon has possessed your body. And, yo, that's what my church as a kid tried to tell me. And then my mom was like, yeah, we're leaving this church.
Oh. Period.
Being gay means that you're going to hell. And
I mean, they ain't wrong.
I guess we're going to hell.
I'm
not going to hell.
Hey, I'm going to get fucked by a demon.
No.
Put her wedding dress.
I'm not going to hell. She's ugly. Is this,
Oh, Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, that bitch is ugly.
Okay, when's the first time that you met, like, a gay person?
Andy and Freddie, just a couple years ago.
Really? That's the first time you ever met a gay person?
What did you think of when he told you that he was gay?
Nothing. I accepted.
You knew his ass was gay?
No, but I accepted. You knew he got some.
He knew he got some sugar in his tank.
He acts pretty straight, honestly.
He does.
That's a fag. He's a faggot though.
No, yeah, he is. But his ass.
He take dick in his booty. He's a faggot.
Quit telling his business. But he be doing. Like, some straight folk shit, like, cutting deer up and cows
Okay, so why are we, labeling something straight as
you're
hunting?
Not gonna do it!
Okay, there's straight people that don't hunt. Not every straight fucking person hunts. So why is that a straight thing, only straight thing? There's a lot of people that, gay people that hunt. It's not just a straight thing.
Tanner, it's
the
a
only thing that's straight
speech,
is fucking a woman.
It's a figure of fucking speech. Just chill the fuck out. No, there's gays that fuck women.
Yeah, but anyways...
Do you remember at 151 how many rat turds and shit there was?
Ugh, yes.
Ew.
I never got to cleaning that shit out.
Ooh, that house.
Rats was.
And then Turk moved in, and, that's where he went off the deep end.
He was the rat over there.
Off the deep end.
The rat king.
Watching as I dive in. I'll never reach the ground.
Girl. I thought you would hate Lady Gaga.
I like old Gaga. Shallow's okay. Shallow's just overplayed. this baby smells like baby powder. Hi.
Her name is Aloha.
Her name is Stacy.
Adora.
No.
Is her real name.
Her name is
what Stacey. The fuck is this bitch holding her doing in this picture?
She's showing her off.
Is she awake?
Does she got baby powder scented?
This is baby powder scented.
Is this a hanger?
No, that's a tighter down. Oh, it has a manual.
She's a little punk. I don't know what that is for.
Oh, here's her birth certificate and everything.
Wait, can I claim her on my taxes?
Wait, at this point?
You should be able to claim cats and dogs on your taxes.
Yeah, really.
Oh, the cat's Oh, her set is called the cat's meow.
Aww. Is there a bathtub to drown her in?
Hi. Hi. You can get the sea carrier. Oh, happy birthday, baby.
Aww.
I fucks with Love and Joy.
Let me see that.
We gotta stand Love and Joy. She kind of a bad bitch. That is a bad bitch. She got a bob and shit. Okay.
You know I am.
Okay, did you have her? Did you, when, back in the day, did you ever have those crazy ass haircuts, like the fucking coat, the honeycomb,
no,
or whatever?
Long straight hair.
Long straight hair.
I love her hair.
For my
I do too.
Graduation, I braided it a whole bunch of braids, and they let my mother out of the loony bin to come see it.
Your mom was in.
And then.
Oh shit.
We had a party. You know, for graduation party.
And your mom made like a cake full of glass.
You know,
why would that be kind of iconic?
My dad called and he said, if you don't come home right now, I'm calling the cops. Well, I left.
Oh, shit.
In the dark, across golf courses, cemeteries. It was
God, how long were you walking for?
God, I don't know. I bet 6 hours.
You should have just said, God, come get me.
No, you should have just called your ass Uber. You should have called your ass Uber.
He said, you better get your ass
make a smoke signal.
I'm not even sure how he got me because I didn't have a phone back then.
A payphone?
Maybe parents just know. They just know where you are.
They're assholes.
Or, damn, she really don't like her parents.
I didn't.
Were they, like, racist and stuff?
Well, that and drunks and fought all the time. And the cops came to the house and talked to me. She stabbed my dad's tires once. And then
okay, we kind of stand.
When I,
sounds somewhat like someone I know.
Turk first met my dad. He was in the hospital because he'd stabbed her. She'd stabbed him.
I have nothing to say. Cause
damn.
It goes on and on and on.
That bitch is crazy. Oh, shit.
But, like, you lived a good childhood, though. Like, was brought up, you know, not poor.
Well, we weren't poor. I suppose you'd call it middle class. And they had two cars.
What did your parents do for work?
My mother just stayed home. My dad worked for Westinghouse.
What's that?
I get money now.
Oil.
Oh.
He always said, GE, good enough.
There you go. Oh, the GE. I forgot the real name of it.
General Mills?
Electric, yeah.
General Electric.
Good enough. That's funny as fuck.
Okay, good enough.
Hara said, and that's why I get a lot of money now.
See, I give you guys things to pass on. Little pearls of wisdom.
No, that's really cool. That's why I love talking to her, because, like, she comes from a time that was different from
and she
that.
Was so you went to school for what, psychology?
Sociology.
Okay.
And gerontology.
What's gerontology?
Old people.
Oh.
Didn't do me any good.
What did you want to do with it, like, your degrees?
Be a social worker. If I had it to do again, I'd probably be a veterinarian.
Oh, I see her as a horse girl. Oh no, she hates horses.
Never you mind. Hate horses?
Well, I love them, but they scare me.
Oh. They're
so big. Give me a they little are. One.
I mean, you see how tiny she is. I'll be scared of them, too. Shit.
Her little ass riding on a horse. That shit buck her off.
At Rainey's house, they had just tons of horses. And one time, one of them chased me, and her and Sydney just laughed their asses off.
That's kind
of
fucked up.
That pissed me off, yeah.
I'd have been like, fuck y'all, I'm leaving. Fuck that God, bitch. That bitch is ugly on the TV.
Oh, I love her.
Her and the bride.
She's not ugly.
No,
she's
the bride.
Oh.
The bride looked like shit.
Yeah, she's on Roseanne.
She's a neurophysicist.
Oh, yeah.
She's not stupid.
It's a show.
Yeah. Yes.
Who is that guy? He's from Star Wars, isn't he?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Luke. He died.
Anyways.
Did he?
Oh, he's dead. Aw. Anyways. So
your parents, they worked. Do you have any siblings?
A brother and a sister.
And are you the oldest, youngest,
baby.
Middle?
Oh, you're
the baby.
So I always got my way. More or less.
Did you... So, you were running around. Were they also, like, around too? Like, partying, hanging out? And
no.
Oh, you was the bad kid.
As bad as it gets, except my sister got herself knocked out before she got married. Boy, that threw a tizzy into the house.
Oh, no.
How old was she?
Well, she was in college, I'd guess 20. I still can't imagine her having sex.
Oh, what the fuck does that mean?
What does that mean?
Is she ugly or something?
Are you calling her ugly?
No, but her and her husband, he's fat.
Fat people can have sex, too.
He's a gamer. He's always going off and, you know, doing
places.
Oh,
so he stinks. Yeah.
A gamer like gambling?
No.
Oh, video games?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He still be doing it?
I imagine.
How old is he?
His old ass still be gaming?
He's got to be 70. No, he's got to be more than that, 71.
Let me find out he's still gaming.
He's gaming?
Gaming.
Old people game too. There's this old bitch on YouTube that be playing Skyrim.
I played, what's that game I used to play with you where you're being chased with friends?
Chased by what? Oh, Dead by Daylight?
Yeah. an old bitch was on there one time.
Her.
It was like catching everybody. And I was like, are you faking her? I was like, no, I'm 72. Like, her ass was like, yeah, I'm old.
Wait, yeah, I play with my that grandson. Doesn't have video chat.
Yes, it does. If you're
Dead
on...
by Daylight?
Wait, hold on. Y'all, maybe I'm lying. I dreamed up some shit.
Yeah, you dreamed that up because Dead Up by Daylight did not have
never mind. I dreamed up some bullshit.
Not me catching you in a lie. See, he be lying all the fucking time, y'all.
I don't lie, bitch. I
you just lied.
That was an accident. I think I'm thinking of like four things at once.
Girl.
That's what I be doing.
You're thinking of Mario Kart or something. Well, they died
alone. That bitch is ugly, the bride.
Damn, who cares? She's getting married. Probably got more money than you.
I'm already married. This is a fucking TV show.
Okay. Damn, can we focus? But what else? Fuck. But yeah, I guess that's it. So
Casey, we thank you for coming.
Thank
and
you.
Handing us a brief, you know.
Little interview
about, you know, your era and everything.
And she actually listens to our podcast, so.
Which is so embarrassing.
She won't be embarrassed.
We're messy as fuck.
Facts are facts.
What'd she just say?
Facts are facts.
Oh, I thought she said fags are fags. I'm like, bitch, what'd you just say about me?
Fags are fags.
I mean, but anyways, I'm Tanner.
And I'm Freddie.
And we're gay besties. Hey!
Okay, oh Harmony.
Harmony.
Bye. Call us two. Here.
Casey had to say something. Bye.
But yeah, so rates, and leave us an email. No one sent us emails.
Yeah, y'all fake ass bitches. Yeah. We love your podcast.
Yeah, y'all fake
bitches.
Y'all
bitches don't even be asking us
shit. Names?
Nah, we shouldn't. Not yet.
Y'all
I'm going to give y'all one more episode, and if I don't get them fucking questions or anything in my motherfucking email
box. Even send your little friend Freddie some questions on Snapchat.
Or just say, hello, I love your show or something. Just talk to us.
Damn.
We want to be more involved with y'all, you know, and
more. The three people that be watching this, which includes our bum Casey. Oops. Which includes Casey.
Okay, well, y'all have a blessed day.
Oh, yeah, and send stuff to gaybestiespodcast@gmail.com.
Gaybestiespodcast@gmail.com.
Yes.
He couldn't use Yahoo because he has like 20,000 Yahoo accounts because his ass be doing some ho shit probably.
I be scamming bitches.
Oh, okay, Tanner the scammer.
I didn't even know Yahoo was still around.
Oh, yeah, Yahoo be doing shit. But anyways, bye.
Peace out.
Purr.